In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor provides a preview of this year's natural summer blockbuster.
Whether you anticipate it with pleasure or dread, there's a large-scale natural phenomenon headed our way in the weeks to come, an emergence of 13-year periodical cicadas. The insects in question are part of a group designated Brood 19, or the Great Southern Brood. It occurs over a greater geographical range than any of the other 13 or 17-year cicada broods, with activity in 14 states anticipated. Like other year classes of periodical cicadas, Brood 19 is composed of individuals representing three or four closely related cicada species. Individuals from Brood 19 first began emerging in South Carolina in the third week of April, and they have now been reported above ground in at least eight other states across the South and as far west as Oklahoma. The emergence of periodical cicadas seems to depend on soil temperatures reaching 64 degrees, so it progresses from south to north with the season. The current generation of the Great Southern Brood has been developing underground since 1998. When the time is right, they will travel to the surface by way of a self-excavated tunnel and crawl up a tree or whatever other vertical object happens to be nearby. There they will shed a nymphal skin one last time. Periodical cicadas live as adults for only a few weeks, during which time they are interested in two things, feeding and reproduction. Cicadas feed on the watery part of plant sap from trees and shrubs, which they extract by means of piercing, sucking mouth parts. Their feeding does not normally damage plants, since they remove only very small quantities of fluid, and they do no significant damage to get at it. Since cicada mouths are designed to extract liquid from plants, you can rest assured that they won't bite people or other animals. Of course, people and other animals will bite cicadas. The long list of creatures that eats them includes spiders, snakes, birds, dogs, and more. If you stop to think about it, what small to medium-sized animal that's not strictly a plant eater would pass up such bounty? As for people eating periodical cicadas, well, historically, some groups of American Indians are reported to have eaten them, and other cicadas in other parts of the world have long been considered food. Whether I eat them, you eat them, or we and all the other predators eat them, enormous numbers from this year's emergence will survive to accomplish the primary task of adult cicadas, reproduction. The males will entice mates with their long, loud song, often singing together in great congregations for an amplified effect. The females, once they have mated, will create a small slit in a branch, where they will lay their eggs, 400 to 600 of them. Egg-laying is really the only aspect of cicada behavior people might want to take precautions against, and only where cicadas are especially concentrated, since very young trees and shrubs may not tolerate the damage to small branches it involves. In such cases, cloth netting can be used to exclude cicadas. Otherwise, the emergence of Brood 19 should be a great occasion for engaging the weird beauty of the life that surrounds us.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant.